Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Just tell us, how excited are you to learn at the next level?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super excited. Yesterday was my first day here. I got to see the facility. So it's just super exciting. I'm excited for rookie minicamp and just to kind of get to work.
So just tell us, what was your reaction when you saw that state-of-the-art weight room? And what are some of the things that you're trying to discover about yourself at minicamp?
Yeah, I mean, my initial reaction was just kind of, it was pretty surreal to be in there. It's an amazing facility. And yeah, for minicamp, you know, I just want to show up, compete, and improve every day.
Absolutely, man. Welcome to Buffalo and have fun during camp.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, Tommy, I'm Maddie Glab, one of the team reporters here with the Bills. Since yesterday was your first day, I mean, I know you've been drafted now for a couple weeks. It seems like longer, but the draft was just a couple weeks ago. Who have you been able to talk to, like, player-wise? Any veterans? What rookies have you been around already?
Yeah, I was able to meet most of the rookies yesterday. Haven't really met too many veterans. It was funny because me, Jack Anderson, and Spencer Brown were actually on the same connecting flight from Chicago to Buffalo. So, yeah, the flight attendants were trying to, like, shuffle us around and give me and Spencer some extra leg room. So that was pretty funny. But, yeah, super exciting meeting all the guys.
Yeah, I can't imagine putting all you three on a flight with that extra leg room. That's crazy. What does it mean to have, you know, two other offensive linemen in your rookie class? And you know, you guys get to share a lot together in this first year heading into your rookie season. How have you already been able to establish that connection, knowing that you have two other people going into it for the first time like you?
Yeah, super cool. You know, all three of us were going through this process together. It's nice to have that. And yeah, I think we're all just excited to compete and we're ready to go.
Cool. Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you.
Hey, Tommy, Matt Perino from Syracuse.com. You obviously, it's been covered now. You connected with Bobby Johnson when he was at your pro day. I'm curious, in the couple of weeks now since the draft, I mean, what are those communications been like with him? And as you're starting to kind of get up to speed on, you know, the Bills and what the expectation is with him and this group, you know, what are your early impressions of working with him and any impressions that you have so far with everybody?
Yeah, no, I mean, he's a great coach. I'm just ready to learn from him. You know, we're already, you know, installing some things, you know, getting ready for mini camp, and just to be able to learn from a guy like him who's been around the league for a while. You know, he played offensive tackle himself. I'm just really excited for it.
And what has he told you, or anybody told you, that you've gone through this process preparing for? You're talking about installing some things, about what to expect and how to kind of hit the ground running here as you start mini camp and then looking ahead to training camp.
Yeah, I think preparation is huge. You know, it's the NFL. You have to be a professional, and just showing up to compete and improve every day.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Tommy.
Hi, Tommy. Adam Unger. I'm with the ABC affiliate here in Buffalo. Just to kind of go back to your story about the connecting flight, were you in touch with anybody else from the draft class at that point? And I guess, did you know that you guys were all going to be on the connecting flight, or did that just kind of happen while you guys were all waiting for it?
Yeah, I actually did not know we were going to be on the same connecting flight. I had met Jack Anderson one time out at an O-line like mastermind camp. But yeah, I was sitting there at the gate. I looked over, and it's not hard to miss Spencer and Jack standing there. So, you know, we all kind of got to talk and we hopped on the flight together. So it was pretty cool.
What else was that like landing in Buffalo all together for the first time as well?
I mean, kind of going back to what I said earlier, you know, it's kind of surreal. You know, everything's happening right now and I'm just kind of soaking it in and taking things, you know, one day at a time.
All right. Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Tommy, Sal Majorana from the paper over in Rochester. If I could ask you, you look at the team that you've been drafted to and the depth they have right now on the offensive line. You know, what do you think about that? And do you consider the chances are going to be tough to make this team? Just give me your thoughts about that, if you could.
Yeah, I'm just trying to show up and do what the coaches ask me and really compete. You know, that's my job, and that's all I'm worried about.
You, I mean, obviously when you stepped into college for the first time, it was the same thing probably, right? I mean, do you have a similar feeling of you've got to go make this team now?
I mean, I'd say it's similar. You know, I'm the young guy again, but just going back to what I said earlier, you know, I just want to do what the coach is asking me and, you know, come show up to work and, you know, be a hard worker like I've always been my whole career.
Okay. Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Tommy, John Warrell with the AP. I get a kick out of this flight story, as I'm sure other people do. It's amusing and unique in some ways. I mean, what was the reaction as you three guys get on the plane? I mean, were people thinking this was like a basketball team coming in, or what was it in the scramble to get you guys some leg room? That must have been difficult too.
I mean, yeah, I couldn't tell you what everyone else was thinking, but it was definitely a smaller plane. And yeah, me, Spencer, and Jack are obviously bigger dudes. So the flight attendants noticed that and tried to kind of switch us up, get us in an exit row seat with some more leg room. So it was pretty funny.
Usually there's, you know, I've been on connecting flights coming into Buffalo. There's generally had to be some Bills fans on there. Were you recognized by people on the flight?
Yeah. Yeah. A few people did recognize us. We were able to talk to a couple of fans, take a few pictures. So it was pretty cool.
How surprised, I mean, this is your introduction to Buffalo and to Bills football. How, you know, what was your reaction to knowing and getting that type of reception? As I'm not sure, you know, what your expectations were coming to Buffalo and knowing what this Bills fan base is like.
Yeah, it was awesome to see how passionate the fans are, you know, having people recognize us at the airport. Having people take pictures with us, you know, it's super cool to have such a great fan base and fans who care. And yeah, I'm super excited to be here.
Thanks a lot, Tommy.
Yeah, thank you.
Hi, Tommy. Jay Skursky with the Buffalo News. In 2019, Miami had a chance to play against Ohio State. Were you in that game?
I was not. I had a high ankle sprain. I was out.
Okay. I wanted to ask you just obviously, you know, they had Chase Young at that time, so you didn't get a chance to go against him. But maybe if you could, who do you feel like is the best pass rusher that you went up against during your college career?
Yeah, I went up against a few good ones, you know, Malcolm Kuntz from Buffalo, Epineza, obviously, who plays here now. And there's a few others. Yeah.
Yeah. When you went up against guys of that caliber, were you thinking to yourself at that time that they maybe had the ability to play at the next level? And if so, how did that sort of alter or impact the way you approach that game?
Didn't impact it at all. You know, I prepare the same way for every game. You know, obviously going against high caliber guys or defensive ends, you know, you got to study and watch tape, you know, see their tendencies. But I'm trying to bring the same effort and energy every game. And, you know, my job is to keep the quarterback clean. And that's what I try to do.